Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com. Hi, I'm Ashley Goodchild and welcome to the PM Collective podcast, where I invite you to listen to opinions and stories that are relevant in the property management world. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Have you ever thought that you might like to start a podcast? Well, I thought that I would do a real simple 15-minute video on how to do it if it is something that your office has been thinking about. It's actually really simple, so I'm not going to complicate it. And it really is, I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can do it depending on how professional you want to be, how often you want to do it, and how much money you want to invest in it as well. But for me, I try to keep it as simple and as easy to do. I think the biggest thing I find with people that do start podcasts is that you start it, but it's very easy for it to not be a priority anymore and for you to not do it as consistently as what you were wanting to do. So that's probably the biggest thing that I am finding. The other thing is you just need to find out what platform that you want to use. So for example, you have a platform called Lisbon and you have a platform called Buzzsprout. Now I have used both of them. So when you have decided what hosting platform you want to use, both are actually pretty cheap. I think there might even be free packages on them, but you basically choose a platform and this is where you're going to upload your audio. Now you can also, that's I guess the platforms are where people, what's the best way to say this? The platform is the place where it uploads it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of those platforms where people listen to podcasts. Your hosting platform, whether it's Lisbon or Buzzsprout, will feed to those platforms for you. So that's how you get onto them. So you've decided your platform, you are now going to start doing your recordings. Now, you can do your recordings in a professional booth and they're scattered all over Australia, or you could simply do it on your laptop with a microphone and just making sure that the room that you are in is good with the acoustics. So even a bedroom or a padded room is basically where you want to be to record. So that's how you record, basically. So you get yourself a professional booth or you just do it in the office or at home with a microphone and your laptop. So you could actually record into Zoom, for example. So you could record, if you were interviewing someone, you could actually do that recording through Zoom and then you can save it to your computer and you can upload that file, or you could use a program called Audacity. So that's Audacity, and you can actually record straight into that platform. Now this platform is quite complicated. I don't know how to use all the features of it, but I'm sure if you wanted to find out you could. But I just use it really simply for just the recording process. And you can also tidy up the start or the finish by doing that as well. So they're the two options you've got for getting the recording ready. Now to actually edit it, I think I listen to a lot of podcasts and I don't actually personally think it makes much of a difference to my experience of listening, but you could go down the road of getting a really fancy intro and outro for your podcasts, or you could just post them raw, straight up with no fancy music fading in and fading out at the start and the end. I don't think it actually makes a difference. So really it just comes down to how specific you are and how obsessive you are about doing it. So the options you've got if you do want to do intro and outro music, the two options that I've got there for you are either to hire a company that specializes in this. The one that I've used before and I absolutely love their services is a company called PodLab. So they can actually manage all of your podcast. You just literally email them through your raw file. They will upload it with show notes and everything that you need. They're really, really amazing. Or you could actually go to Fiverr. So Fiverr, for those that don't know, is like a community of online VAs, really cheap. You could go on there, and if you go to that website, you could just put in intro, outro podcast, and it'll come up with all these people that can actually do the job for you. And it's pretty inexpensive, but it's a little bit more mucking around than what an actual podcast manager would cost. So you can use Fiverr, and they can even create those intros, outros for you, or they can actually put it all together so that then they can send you the completed, edited podcast that you then upload on your hosting platform, which would be Lisbon or Buzzsprout. So that's pretty much all there is to doing the podcast. The main job is just making sure that you have content that you can do regularly. That's probably the biggest headache of doing them. So to get around that, I remember when I started mine a few years ago, the best way to ensure that you don't fall into that trap is to actually write 6 months worth of content topics so that they're already planned and already lined up, and you can pre-record as many as you want. I used to try and be 6 weeks ahead with my podcast releases, so I always had a buffer that I could upload. So I choose to do mine every week. You might decide you want to do it every month or every fortnight. I feel like every month is probably stretching it out a bit, I think. And every week, I won't lie, it is a lot. So I'd probably suggest doing it every fortnight if you could. That would be ideal. So every 2 weeks to release something. So I would say to you in that case, then that would mean that you would need to have 12 ideas of topics that you want to talk about already lined up before you release your first podcast. That is really going to make the world of difference. And then you've got the exciting part of deciding, well, what are you going to talk about? So we're property managers, so I thought maybe we could brainstorm here of what type of ideas have you got to podcast about. So whether you're a property manager, business owner, BDM, sales rep, I think for me, and I've seen a few new podcasts come up, which is really great. It could be a podcast about your office and stories, you know, property management stories in your office. Now that would be pretty fun. I know that I would listen to it. I would find that interesting, what goes on in other offices. You could have a podcast which is for your investors, and it could purely be for investors, of things that they should keep in mind, or hot topics or trends or insurance and tax depreciation and all of those topics. I mean, that would be very, very well received by investors. So that would be fantastic. And it's a great opportunity for people to get to know you in your office as well. So that would be a nice, easy one, and probably a common one that most people would want to do. I would say that if you were, what other ideas are there? It could be more of a career podcast, like the job role, different options that you've got, sales, and you could do property management, you could do real estate careers and actually talk about real estate careers, and you could potentially interview, it could be a podcast like on interviewing different people in different positions about what they love about their job, what their job entails and things like that. Sorry, that was me thinking quickly of content ideas because I didn't know where that one was going to go. But that could definitely be a cool podcast. Another great option would be to actually interview tenants or interview landlords. Of, you know, with landlords, it would be why are you an investor? What do you love about investing? What do you not like about investing? What a great opportunity to actually get to know your clients a bit more as well. Like, that would be really cool. I mean, and the content for that would be so easy, because if you think about it, I mean, even if you had 100 managements, that's 100 people you could potentially interview. Like, that's really easy. I think that would be a really cool one. I'd love to see someone start that. And I know, again, I would be really interested in listening to, you know, your landlords and and their stories and why they invest, I think could be really motivational as well for other investors. So they would be my podcast ideas if you were thinking you wanted to do something, but you just didn't know what you wanted to do it about. So they things to consider. So I'll just quickly recap. If you want to start a podcast, the first thing would be to make sure that you've chosen your platform, your hosting platform. Lisbon or Buzzsprout are the two that I've used that I recommend. Second tip, choose your frequency and make sure that you've got 6 months worth of topics lined up, ready to go. Third tip, don't worry too much about whether you go into a podcast studio or whether you do it through Zoom. If you were interviewing clients, you'd probably do it through Zoom anyway. So you'll get the recording through there or use Audacity on your computer. And then the last bit is just deciding, do you want to pay the money to have someone from PodLab, for example, which is pretty cost effective. I won't lie, it's not overly expensive, but do you want to pay for someone to manage it all, to make it so easy that you literally just email them the file and they do everything else for you? Or do you want to do it on the cheaper side, do it yourself, and maybe don't even do an intro outro, just literally upload the audio directly? Or do you want to use Fiverr to do a fancy little do-do-do-do-do song at the start and at the end? That was a really bad intro. I don't even know why I did that, really. Anyway, I hope that put a smile on your face. So they're like the tips for starting the podcast. I would love to see some more people do them. And if you have any questions, feel free, as always, to reach out. And I hope you enjoy listening to mine. And I really, really genuinely look forward to seeing more real estate podcasts for us all to enjoy and listen to.
MCG Quantity Surveyors are a favourite for property managers around Australia to help their clients maximise their cash flow through tax depreciation. I love how they place a strong emphasis on industry-leading education and data releases that they share with our community, and because they support the property industry so much, it is a no-brainer to use them for all your tax depreciation needs.